Let me say something to you. I don't know, and I hope I don't lose anybody when I say Mike Bickle, that name. Some of you are probably fans, and some of you may think he's a cult leader. Depends on what you read on the internet, right? So, but he had a visitation from the Lord in 1982 that, to me, I believe with all my heart. In Cairo, Egypt, he was a 27-year-old man, and Jesus appeared to him and said, I'm going to change the understanding and expression of Christianity in one generation. That is a word for our generation, I believe. You're in the middle of the greatest transition in the Church of the Living God that's ever happened on planet Earth right now. It's already happening. Sociologists and church sociologists and researchers are freaking out. They didn't, I don't know if you remember, George Barna wrote a book called Revolution. Anybody seen that book? It's a little tiny book. He starts that book by saying, I went out to research how many, about I heard some people are leaving the church, and he went out and found millions are leaving the institutional church. And that was a decade or a decade and a half ago. And so he went out and went, oh my gosh, something's happening that he said was like the third reformation. It was going to be like a third great awakening that's happening. Listen, you've not seen anything yet. The throttle's been like this, and it's about to go down hardcore. And the way that the church meets, the way it expresses itself, the way it identifies itself, I believe is going to get more and more and more biblical, and more, and not like it's anti-biblical now. It's just we got a lot of stuff from history, and we borrowed a ton of stuff from government and business, and I think we're going to lay a lot of that down and just be God's organic, glorious body that he's building. And you think you've seen some changes. You ain't seen nothing yet. And I'm actually saying this out loud to kind of endorse some of my insanity, because we believe that some of the stuff he's having us do is not the way people do, but is indicative of kind of some of the shiftings that are happening. You cannot join us. We have nothing for you to do. I think those will actually become mantras of the church. We're not here to entertain you. That's coming soon. How does that feel when I tell you that? Does that feel okay? It's like so anti-attractional, I know. So God bless them. But listen, the day is coming where we don't just try to get people in seats, where we want to make disciples, and that's all we're doing. And the way that the church expresses itself, it's going to figure it out, and we're not going to steal glory from him by building our own name. We're not going to steal loyalty from him by trying to get you to join us instead of joining the kingdom. I think it's hard enough for you to maintain your place in Christ and your identity and your assignment on planet Earth. Why would I confuse you with trying to be loyal with to me when you won't be, you know, so you just say you're not connected to the guy down the street. I'm a Baptist. I grew up and my grandpa was part of that generation. He thought that the Southern Baptists were going to be the bride of Christ. He thought other Christians were saved, but they'd be guests at the wedding. I'm not joking. Has anybody ever heard that before? They were the bride of Christ, the pure doctrine that had come down. Other people could get in through the gospel of Jesus, praise God for that, but they were going to be the guest at the wedding. I'm like, seriously, dude? So anyway, but that he, you take what you inherited. He was the first believer in his family, and it was very sectionized, and thank God I got the gospel back then, but I'm telling you, those days will not last. Those wine of the kingdom won't fit in these wineskins anymore. So that's why my friend Dennis Turner wakes up in a dream 1 year ago April in a Lazy Boy, and the Lord speaks to him, and he has open visions, Dennis Turner, open visions of multiple groups flowing in and out of his building, and he knows those aren't Christ Church people. Those aren't Eastside. He's like, we're supposed to be sharing our building for multiple groups that are house church movements as we come together. That's a very kingdom vision. Isn't that awesome? Oh, for the day, I know I'm on the soapbox, I'll get off of it a bit. God is releasing the church from building church. He never told us to do it. We're sincere as can be, but we're sincerely wrong. And I would say that to my friends, and I got to be careful. I just got rebuked again for some Facebook. Anybody friends with me on Facebook? I get snarky and on Facebook, and then ever I get moody. I'll get mad about something I hear about, and it's just a bad deal. And I'm growing in character, and I can't lie as much as I used to, where I just blame it on Amy. Oh, look what Amy posted, because it's Sam and Amy together. So I have a conscience issue there. But honestly, I just got rebuked again by another brother who, by a post I put, and it was so awesome how he did it. In Starbucks, he confronted me, who's leading a movement that he's in. It wasn't one of our team members. It was another guy. He said, I love you, and I'm jealous for your place in the body of Christ, blah, blah, blah. It says this. I disagreed with half of what he said, but I don't even care about that. I loved it that we got to the place where we could speak the truth in love. It's progress that elders are being able to rebuke one another. And I am rebukable.
Yes, indeed.
Amen. Brock's delivered a few of those. And we're, the body's coming together. It's a glorious thing. I'm telling you what's going on. So many behind-the-scenes things that are busting out of this wineskin we've had, and it's going to be more than just cranky hippie pride that's anti-institutional. It's going to be a hunger for the organic church. One last thing. I got a guy on my team who's all pumped about this and what God's doing in the body of Christ, and he told me last week, he said, I hope in my day I see the destruction of the institutional church. I was like, oh, dude, I kind of do too. But listen, I'm not going to say that out loud. And here's what I want to tell you with some wisdom. Don't focus so much on the destruction of the institutional church. Focus on the rising of the organic, dynamic, spirit-led church. Amen? And it might actually happen inside the institutional and actually destroy that whole thing. That's kind of what I'm banking on a little bit. I just want to screw leaders up so they can't do what they used to do anymore. Without telling them they're doing something wrong, just get them full of the Spirit. Is everybody okay? You know how to, at least this shows you how to pray for me, right? These kind of moments show you. We're going to have, I'm telling you, I know with all my heart, we're going to have revolution. We're in the middle of revolution and reformation. You don't know it. It's like the frog in the boiling pot. You don't quite know it. It's happening to a bunch of you. What you used to could do in church and sit through, you can't sit through anymore. Something's happening to you. You think you're being cranky. The devil's telling you you're slip-sliding. Even leadership will say, man, you're getting anti-biblical, but I'm telling you, it's just reformation inside your heart. Now, don't be rebellious, don't slander, don't gossip. I hope to God I'm not doing that right now. I'm trying to speak. I'm walking this fine line where there's this critical spirit where I will be disciplined from the Lord, or there's this other side of a prophetic voice that's trying to proclaim the truth. Well, God will determine that, and some of you will, and I'll get rebuked and blessed after this meeting. But here's the dealio. I'm telling you, you're having transformation happen in your heart because the wine of the Holy Spirit won't fit in those boxes anymore. And it's okay. It's okay to go, something's just, And by the way, the answer to the, I used to think was that you would join us. That's a bunch of garbage. The answer to your, isn't that you join us. The answer to your, is that you get in step with the Holy Spirit and become the disciple that you're called to be and walk out your assignment. God forbid that we think this is the destination. All right, we are a pipeline at best. Some of you may hang around and come in and out of that pipeline. I hope so. I like a lot of you people. But I also say this, we're not trying to close the back door. If you're here for a season and God sends you, then God bless you. It ain't our church. That's the place you say amen. I'm excited.